live the spirit-filled life. Okay, both realms involve three pertinent issues from Job, the first book written in the Bible, from Job to Revelation. In the recording of events is Genesis, but the first book given is Job. From Job 1:1 all the way through the end of Revelation, these are your three crucial issues: righteousness, faith, life. These become our great issue all the way through. From faith, this refers to the first realm, salvation one, or eternal life salvation, being saved forever. As to righteousness now, so what I'm doing, what you're looking at now, just so you'll know, I'm taking these three words, righteousness, faith, and life. Righteousness, faith, and life. From faith, that's the first faith in our Romans 1:17. So I'm now going to look at how these three words fit it. As to righteousness, imputation of God's perfect righteousness is yours eternally. As to faith, now we're taking up our second. Faith in Christ is how we graciously receive this gift of righteousness, one-time faith. One-time faith in Jesus Christ, and you're saved eternally. Problem here is where a lot of people think you can lose your salvation. They don't understand what happened at the cross. Well, God's going to save you over and over, and he's going to take away your salvation, give you salvation, take away your salvation. That's not God. God has made salvation very simple. Very simple. People, it's designed for all people all the way through the ages. But if we just stay, we don't have to go to the Old Testament, we just stay with the New Testament. Before there was printing and writing and paper, salvation had to be very simple. And it is very simple. It's by faith. So, as to faith, faith in Christ. As to life, everlasting life. Moment you believe in Christ, you have everlasting life. You can never lose it. You cannot lose that salvation. You can deny him. A lot of people, if you deny Jesus Christ, you lose your salvation. You don't no longer want to have anything to do with him. He'll take away his salvation. People, that's not God. That's not the way God functions. I learned that even from my own mother, that wonderful old woman that reared me. Let me tell you something. Many times as a child, I hate you, and slammed the door. My food was still there at the end of the day. The bed was still there, and so was a hug. She knew, he hates me. Oh, me. Kick him out of the house. God's far above you and I. I hate you, God. I don't believe in you anymore. I'm now a Buddhist. I'm now this. I'm now that. And God's going to get all shook up. Oh, they hate me. Well, I'll just take away what I gave them. That's not God. That's not God. Once you're saved eternally. Once you have eternal life, you have it eternally. Then we have the phrase, to faith. Okay. From faith to faith. Now this to faith, this refers to the second realm. Salvation to, or the Christian life. Okay, let's see what we got. As to righteousness, we're dealing with these three words, righteousness, faith, and life. To faith, as to righteousness, living righteousness, which a believer may or may not obtain, Galatians 5:5. You may or may not obtain this righteousness as a believer. There are those who believe in Christ, and they will never obtain this righteousness. The righteousness is there. Now, you have the first realm of righteousness, but the second one you may never obtain. Okay? As to faith, faith in the Holy Spirit, the one whom God has sent. God has sent his Son for our eternal life. God has sent his Spirit for our spiritual life. The Spirit is how we receive a righteous life, not by our works, Romans 7:39. So this is how we're going to receive the faith. Now, as to life, the Spirit-filled life by the Holy Spirit. Gospel of John 7, 39 and 40. The Holy Spirit gives life. Christ gives us eternal life. The Holy Spirit gives us temporal life. It's very simple how all of these fit together in our study.